What's the fastest growing participation sport in America? Pat yourself on the back if you said pickleball. GLT correspondent Willis Kern has more with one of the country's top pickleball players who visited Bloomington Normal recently.
Pickleball has been around since the mid-60s, but only really in the last 10 to 15 years has the sport really taken off. It combines elements of tennis, badminton, table tennis, and wiffle ball in a test of hand-eye coordination and reflexes. It's generally played on modified tennis courts, indoors and out. Dave Weinbach is one of the nation's top pickleball players. He's the reigning U.S. Open champion and joins me here at Evergreen Racquet Club prior to putting on a clinic held in association with the B-Town Throwdown, a weekend tournament here at ERC. Dave, welcome to Bloomington.
My first time in Bloomington. Can't wait to get started here.
Now, you are a Wisconsin native. You've lived in Wisconsin your whole life, but you had to go to Arizona to discover pickleball.
Yeah, I grew up in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, and then went to the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And about 14 years ago, my parents moved from Milwaukee to Surprise, Arizona, one of the pickleball capitals of the world. We have more people playing pickleball in the Surprise, Arizona area than maybe anywhere in the country. And that's how I discovered pickleball. I was playing tennis with my dad down there, and I said, what in the world is that game? There were like 100 people playing on 20 different courts.
Your parents didn't move to Surprise because of the pickleball.
No.
It just happened that way.
They didn't even know what pickleball was. Mm-hmm. I tell people I couldn't even spell pickleball 14 years ago. So I got introduced to the game down there, fell in love with it immediately because my background competitively is in tennis and table tennis. So you couldn't invent a more perfect game for me, but we didn't have anywhere to play in Wisconsin years ago. So for my first 5 years of my pickleball life, we'd only play over winter break when I would take my family down to Arizona.
Well, pickleball is similar to tennis, but there are some major differences. For the people who aren't familiar with pickleball, tell us about some of those.
Well, some of the major differences between pickleball and tennis is obviously the size of the court. The court dimensions, it's much smaller. The net is only a little bit lower, so it's not significantly different. And, of course, the ball. In pickleball, the ball is like a wiffle ball, whereas we know what the ball is in tennis. And then the other major difference is in pickleball, we have something called the kitchen, which is an area that is about 7 feet off the
It's not where you cook lasagna or anything like that.
No, it's not where you hang out, you know, and cook dinner and get ready for breakfast. It's an area where you're not allowed to go and hit the ball out of the air. Okay, you can go in the kitchen, but only if the ball had bounced in the kitchen. Okay, so in pickleball, you find a lot of players, or in points, all four players are standing at the kitchen line and leaning in, but they don't go in the kitchen to take a ball out of the air. So you can't volley the ball from the kitchen area like you can in tennis. You can stand as close to the net as you possibly can. And I still play tennis. A lot of people think you have to play one or the other and make that choice. There's no reason you can't play both tennis and pickleball. I think it's a good marriage, and I think the games can complement each other.
Well, why a wiffle ball, though? Is it because the tennis ball was just too powerful for that small space?
Yeah, you know, the pickleball was invented, actually, off the coast of Seattle on an area called Bainbridge Island by a senator who would always have his grandkids visit in the summertime. And the kids didn't have a lot to do. So they painted this little court, made a makeshift net, and used wiffle balls as the ball. So that's how it all started, and it stuck. And it makes sense, because if you used a tennis ball or any hard ball, okay, it would be very difficult to hit it soft enough to consistently get the ball down in the kitchen. So it turned out that 50 years ago, when this sport was invented, these guys were way ahead of their time. And really, it's in the last 10 years that this game has absolutely exploded. We are now up to about 6 million pickleball players just in America, about 9 million globally. And I've said this publicly, and I'll say it here. When we get to 10 million players in this country, that is when you're going to see, in my opinion, the big name marketing and manufacturers come in, the Nikes, the Adidas, the New Balance. They're not all in yet with pickleball. Right now, pickleball is dominated by some of the smaller pickleball companies. But now we're getting, Wilson is getting into it. Babolat, I think, is going to get into it. And once we get to 10 million players, which I predict we will be at a year from now, I think we'll be at 10 million players. That's when I think it's really going to take off. You know, ESPN covered our final at Nationals. I was fortunate enough to be in that final out at the Indian Wells Tennis Center in California, in Palm Desert area. CBS Sports has covered the finals of our U.S. Open for the last 3 years now, and that's gotten something like 20 million views.
What is the reason for this explosion in popularity?
I get this question everywhere I go because I go around the country doing a lot of tournaments and a lot of clinics. And the reason that pickleball is going to continue to explode is, number one, there's not a lot of barriers to entry into the game. There's new courts going up all over the place. There's no cost to play outside, which is really what this sport is really. To me, it's an outdoor sport. The equipment is cheap. So unlike tennis or golf or other sports where one of the barriers is the cost, an average pickleball paddle, you know, might cost $80. The higher end ones might be $125, $130. And the balls are not expensive. There's plenty of people to play with. Lots of courts going up all over the place. Park and rec departments all over the country are finally getting educated on why pickleball is so important. I mean, we did a study in Madison, a utilization study on the tennis courts getting used compared to when they get converted to pickleball courts. And it's unbelievable how many bodies are out getting exercise on pickleball courts all over the country. So that's why it's going to continue to explode. It's easy to get started. It's not expensive. It's very social too. You know, given the small court, you have four people on a relatively small court. So this game is incredibly social. It's not like other sports where you're standing so far away from your competitors.
Competitors can talk to each other, whereas tennis, you have to kind of yell at each other.
Exactly.
Dave Weinbach is the reigning U.S. Open pickleball champion. He's in Bloomington to put on a pickleball clinic. The event is in connection with the B-Town Throwdown Pickleball Tournament at Evergreen Racquet Club. I'm Willis Kern.
To learn more about the growing sport of pickleball, search for Bloomington Normal Pickleball on Facebook or visit the Evergreen Racquet Club website at erctennis.com.